Now, the Health Secretary, Jeremy Hunt, has said he's prepared to impose a 7-day working week on hospital doctors in England. Mr. Hunt said that a Monday to Friday culture in parts of the NHS had tragic consequences and said 6,000 people die each year because of this. In 2003, the government gave consultants the right to opt out of working weekends. Northern Ireland's Health Minister, Simon Hamilton, says he supports a 7-day health service here. Medical staff reacted on Twitter by posting selfies of themselves in work with the hashtag I'm in work, Jeremy. Petitions already started to call for his resignation or removal. Limpid Oakley's with us today. Unite's Kevin McAdam is with us as well. Well, why shouldn't doctors have to work a 7-day week, Kevin?
Doctors do work 7 days a week. And let me say at the outset, I support and Unite supports 7-day work in the health service. We have, and our members have been continuously operating 7-day services. And that is just where we are at the moment. What's been envisaged is something different. It's more like an open all hours type of operation. Now, you can't do that with the current staffing quota.
So what's the alternative?
Well, the alternative is to invest in the health service to increase the staff quota that will, most importantly, the concern is about the death rates at the weekends. The proposals, if they go through unfunded, will create the death rates at the weekend spread across.
But there can't be. There can't be in the likes of the health service and all that we understand about we can't choose when to be sick. We can't have doctors choosing that they don't work weekends, can we?
No. Emergency care is provided 24/7.
We're not talking about emergency care. We're talking about specialist care here, though. The very best doctors deciding that they're not going to work on a Saturday or a Sunday.
Well, Stephen, you're on Twitter and you saw the Twitter traffic at the weekend of doctors who were in work, not A&E doctors, other consultants who were in work. So it's just not the case that nobody works at the weekends. That's simply not the case.
Right, so you wouldn't object then to doctors being forced to be on a rota, a 7-day week rota?
No, I think I would be in favour of doctors being supported to come in at the weekend insofar as there were enough of them to do their weekend work as well as their weekday work. There's no point in bringing people in the weekend if it leaves a hole in the middle of the week.
Lambert, what do you think?
Well, you've just had a case study there of why there's a compelling reason to enable doctors to work 7 days a week or work any of the 7 days of the week. It's very, very difficult to argue against it. Indeed, my fellow contributor this morning has essentially said that doctors already do it. Well, if they're already doing it, then there's no objection to what Mr. Hunt is saying. There's an interesting social problem here, though. What has happened here is it's kind of an own goal because he said doctors should work 7 days a week. The doctors are saying, we already do work 7 days a week, but it's enraged this fairly powerful political class of medical people to be against something which they're claiming they already do. So there's a political own goal here, though I don't hear anybody really seriously objecting to the idea of being able to access a doctor at the weekend.
Kevin?
Well, I can only agree with them. The situation is there is still not enough staff in the service to do it. Not only do you need consultants, you need all of those other staff that the consultants work with to be in there at the weekend. And to do that, you need to increase the number of people in the health service. Now, you've spoken earlier today about where would you get the money for other issues. You can't get it out of health service. It's underfunded. We would happily engage with government nationally and here about a 7-day service, provided it's going to be funded and resourced. But we can't stretch the weekday across into the weekend without something breaking. And that's our concern. The plan is well meant, but without it being resourced, it has dangers and is unsafe.
Right, we're making progress here because I'm just going to bank this. No one is objecting, as far as I can hear, to the principle of 7-day access to doctors. We're all agreeing with the principle of it. Therefore, we move to the practice. Now, I happen to agree. I think that the NHS is under-resourced. It always will be because however much money you put into the NHS, we live longer and we still end up costing even more. But the principle seems to be established. So a tick in the box for the Minister, the Secretary of State on that one. But the second problem, this is where the Minister's come apart. He has got to resource this properly. And that's why I'm saying it's a bit of an own goal, because he's highlighted something which no one can really object to, which is 7 day working, but he needs to explain where the billions of pounds come from to make that happen. And he hasn't explained that resource implication. So I know we're not directly here to talk about the resources, but if you were to ask me how practicable is it, I throw that right back at the minister and saying, you've heard what the health professionals are saying. They've no real objection to working 7 days a week, but they've got to get the resources to do it. Otherwise, this is just an empty promise.
OK, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much, Lembit and Kevin. Thank you. Morning to you.